Eritrea has never supported Al-Shabaab or any other group in Somalia. Eritrea wants Somalia to be peaceful, stable, and we want to see a government in Somalia. The only possible way to see this is that military should stop, because militarily there will not be any solution. Secondly, the Somalis have to be given a venue where they can discuss their own issues themselves, inclusive of everybody. Thirdly, they have to come out, Somalis have to come out with their own solutions. And this is what Eritrea believes seriously and has been fighting for. And therefore, since Kenya has accused us of dropping or giving three loads of planes in Baidoa to Al-Shabaab, this is totally a fabricated lie. There is no evidence at all for such things like that. And there is no reason why Eritrea should send arms to Al-Shabaab.
Mr. Ambassador, so your country will welcome an independent body by the Security Council to investigate these allegations. So will your country do that?
Well, definitely. That's what we have requested the Security Council. We want them to send an independent body to verify and investigate these allegations and come up with a result so that the truth will come out. Because Eritrea has not participated in sighting like that. We don't have planes to go to Baidoa, and there is no reason why we should send arms to Al-Shabaab. As I mentioned to you, we don't have any contacts with Al-Shabaab. Secondly, how is it possible that three planes fly from Eritrea to Baidoa when we have drones in Ethiopia flying daily in Somalia, when we have Kenyan Air Forces flying and bombing in Somalia, when we have the British, the USA, Russia, India, and China fleets on the Indian Ocean, when they have several radars checking every flight going on that region? How is it possible that Eritrea can go undetected to Baidoa? This is an insult to the intelligence of the international community.
Well, Mr. Ambassador, this is not the first time that your country, Eritrea, has been accused of supporting this insurgent group. Some people are questioning, why do you think your country is being singled out with all these countries in the Horn of Africa region? How come that it's only Eritrea that is being singled out? What will be the benefit of these accusers?
Thank you very much for asking this question. The main issue, the main cause for all these difficulties is the issue of Ethiopia-Eritrea border. The Ethiopia-Eritrea border has been finalized, has been delimited, demarcated by the Eritrea-Ethiopia Boundary Commission, and it is finalized. We know clearly where our border is, but Ethiopia has refused to withdraw its soldiers, and it has not accepted the final and binding decision of the Eritrea-Ethiopia Boundary Commission. Because of this, Ethiopia is fabricating lies to accuse Eritrea, to defame Eritrea, and these are the issues which have been coming to the Security Council as well as to other parties. So this solution has to be finalized in order to get peace in the whole region of Horn of Africa. Otherwise, Eritrea has nothing to do with Al-Shabaab. We have never sent to any group, leave alone Al-Shabaab. We have never sent any arms or finance to any group in Somalia. We wish Somalis will have peace and stability in the future as soon as possible.
What do you expect to be the outcome of a UN-sanctioned investigation into this allegation, and what will your government do with that if the outcome is against your administration?
We are 100% sure that Eritrea has not sent any planes with arms to Al-Shabaab, and therefore we are quite sure an independent investigation body will come up with the truth. And once the truth is comes out, we will know clearly who is the culprit.
Mr. Ambassador, so how soon do you expect this investigation to begin?
Well, definitely this is out of my view, because it's not in my hand. We have appealed to the Security Council to send an investigating body, and as soon as they finish discussing about this matter, we'll see what will happen. But I don't know exactly when they will do that.
Have you asked for the Security Council to expedite coming up with a commission to investigate this allegation?
Definitely, we are meeting with different members of the Security Council on a daily basis. We are asking them. We are asking them about this issue. They are saying they are tied up with other issues like Syria and other places, so they haven't yet discussed fully on it. But definitely, we are insisting that the issue be investigated, and I hope soon they will meet and discuss the issue.